WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, 8 years strong. I'm Ed Jones, and after 47 years in nutrition and holistic health, I think I've learned that the body responds when we give it the right tools, and that's what we talk about here on Vital Health Radio. With me is Clint Powell, grounded in life experience, good old common sense, and those potatoes and steak and eggs at Waffle House, PhD of Waffle House.
Yep. You just made me hungry.
I know. It kind of did me too. It triggered that.
You said all the good food, yeah.
And today is an exciting show for me because we're going to have Charles from Scenic City Neurotherapy speaking about the incredible therapeutic effects of something called IV ketamine. We may hear ketamine occasionally with some controversial things with people who abuse it. That is a nonsense. Medically operated when put in with the IVs is life-changing for PTSD, anxiety, and depression, and also for my purpose, maintaining cognitive function as I age. Oh, yeah. And also for pain, neuropathic pain, which I did. So I do go to Charles, and I think he's just a wonderful, wonderful clinic, and he's a very ethical man. Also, I want to tell you that Clint did a 24-hour podcast and to raise money.
We're taking a real gamble on doing this now. Yeah, yep. I did, Ed, and we did great at it.
Good.
It was fantastic.
Do you have any details of like
I do.
Exactly?
We had over 40 guests. We did. We had over 40 guests. I had them zooming in from New York, some from California, from some Australia, may have one from Slovakia. Well, she came back on. So they're zooming in from everywhere. It went fantastic. Podathon, second annual. Thank you, sir.
And how do they access your podcast?
Yeah, you can go listen to all of them because I break them up actually into 24 separate podcasts over the next 2 weeks so everybody can hear the guests. So you can find all those podcasts plus the other 20 I either own or help share for other podcasters at Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural, NugaPodcast.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to make sure if I say it, I will do it. I've got 3 points I want to make in the second segment, and I want to tell you about a very simple, inexpensive nutrient that keeps piling on research where it may preserve your cognitive ability. Got a lot of cognitive talk today on Vital Health Radio, and I will tell you in the second segment exactly what that is. It will cost you very little, and research is very credible. Second, this disturbing news for all the thyroid people who are being medicated, what we call Natroid or Armour desiccated thyroid. So you got to hang on to hear that because it's not going to be a good road for those people who have for 10, 20, 30 years been used this prescription drug. And lastly, this one kind of doesn't surprise me when I understand how anatomy works, but how your pillow thickness may relate to interocular pressure, which is, of course, glaucoma. I am doing a lecture tomorrow at the Walden Club downtown, the fancy little club, and it's going to be interesting. I don't normally do this much anymore due to my busyness, but it's a lecture on graceful aging while maintaining your cognition and stamina despite the passing years. I think I'm a pretty good guinea pig for that because I am the guinea pig, and I'm going to probably summarize some of that on the next Vital Health Radio. Where's my other card, Clint?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm over watching you all of a sudden.
Okay, here it is. Okay, here it is. Okay, I've got it.
I was about to fill in. Go for it, man.
A little panic went on there.
Yeah.
Hey, I flew my airplane today. I also flew it 2 days ago. It was really odd today. Get up this morning at my normal you know, 2:50. I actually slept in 10 minutes instead of 2:40. I know you'd call me out on that, Clint, so I told the truth.
No, you just had a whole, you just dissed yourself. I don't know what time you get up. I just know it's early.
Yeah, okay.
It's just early. That's what I know. Yeah, go ahead. Back to you, oversleeper.
I get up at 2:38, yeah, okay?
Go lazy.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I get up, go to the gym, workout, and looking up, you know, as best you can when it's dark. It looks like it's going to be beautiful. Sun starts rising as I, you know, get to the airport to pre-flight the plane. God, this is going to be a great day because I flew Tuesday too. I'm trying to get back in the game of aviation and take off at 7:50. What we call IFR is when you fly through the clouds and you have to really, really watch how you fly because you can die pretty easily because you can only fly by looking at six instruments and you can't use your inner ear. It was IFR almost. And why was it IFR? I did not know until I landed because it was so hazy. It was like clouds, but they weren't clouds. There's forest fire smoke everywhere. We found there's six guys at this helicopter down at Collegedale Airport, and they said that they are monitoring all these fires around the area. I didn't know anything about it, but it was heavy duty. Great practice, though. Great practice. And I want to remind people, brain training with Michelle
Hecker Davis, Learning RX.
Yep. And April 9th at 6 p.m., you go to nutritionw.com to sign up. It's free. This has to do with helping your reading comprehension. I've struggled with kind of ADD with reading. I've gotten much better with my age, but I'm also trying to work at it. So if you struggle with a reading, whether it be children or adults, go to nutritionw.com, sign up for this free lecture.
And she's got a good podcast too, Roots to Reason podcast.
Oh, that's the name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And just on a personal note, I did purchase a violin this week. It's not a fiddle. No one call it a fiddle. I know it's still the same instrument, but fiddle is hillbilly and violin is classic.
He doesn't even need me in the studio anymore. He'll say something, and then he plays the role of Clint, and then he goes back to playing the role of Ed. I could have just stepped outside. Go ahead.
Well, you've tried to insult me enough times. It's kind of a pattern now, so I can determine what you're going to say. But yes, fiddles are fine, but I don't play fiddles. I play violins. And I went to the violin shop because I rented my violin for the first year. I go to this great teacher, Nathaniel is his name, go every Friday, but I play every day. And found a violin from 1880. That's what, 140-something years old? It plays amazing. So I am excited about my violin. How's your violin doing, Clint?
I'm looking up right now. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
I do that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
That would be...
A fiddle and a violin are physically the same four-string instrument, typically tuned in fifths with no structural difference. The distinction lies in the musical style. Violin refers to the classical orchestra music, while the fiddle refers to folk, country, bluegrass, yeah, Celtic, and God's music, better for all people. I added the God's music.
I knew that. Yeah. I knew that wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Well, that explains it pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
Now, I hope that people really learned a lot about empowering their health through that conversation, which was nothing.
And that you're,
But my friend Brian, lifelong friend, this is his new tag on his car.
We're just going to show that to everybody?
I'm going to show him his new tag.
Okay.
So that is cool because I'm going to get me one.
4 a.m. gym.
4 a.m. gym, but I'm going to have to say.
You got to go 3:59.
3:59.
You got to go 3:59.
If
gym.
I can get it on there, it's going to be.
You got to go 1 minute earlier, man.
They don't open till 4.
That's what I'm saying, though. Parking lot. In the parking lot, baby. Waiting on Brian. That is my new license tag.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
One of the tidbits I am always interested in. I'm not anti-vaccine, first off. Nutritional is not anti-vaccine. What we are is anti the religious zealots who think because it's called a vaccine that we should all accept it and we shouldn't question and we really shouldn't do a lot of studies and it is a miracle from God and it was dropped down by angels and that's the way it should go. Well, and that's simply not true. We give more vaccines than any country of the world, and I have seen so many times a long-term customer of the store, I won't say hundreds, but many dozens, that the child was perfectly acting fine at 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and in one series of shots, they quit talking. Mm-hmm. They don't start talking ever again in the same healthy manner. It cannot be coincidental. Now, it doesn't affect everybody in a negative way, but we need to be better at determining who it might and who it might not. So the federal health officials have now reduced the number of vaccines recommended to all children to align more closely with other developed nations. That makes a lot of sense. And the updated framework separates vaccines into universal high risk and shared clinical decision making. That's the first time. Before this, every single child got the exact same vaccines. That makes zero sense. Absolutely. And the revised structure encourages you to weigh the risk and the benefits more carefully while strengthening your child's immune resilience through foundational health habits. And I just love that. From every aspect, common sense.
Well, we don't like extreme anything, especially what happened over the last 10 years. We've seen some things they called vaccines really didn't fit the traditional definition, even of their own traditional definitions of vaccines.
With the COVID?
Yeah. I was trying to avoid it. But yeah, I mean, when you call something something and then other professionals and experts start pulling out, well, here are some nuanced differences that don't meet the definition. And then the other experts that are making the decisions go, that doesn't matter. And I'm like, well, at least shouldn't the two smart people talk instead of shutting one down and calling them names? Or are we now just having that dogma, kind of personality that's, nope, I'm right. I've got the white jacket, and my white jacket's better than his white jacket.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, it bothered me.
All right, brother.
Yep. We are going to be right back with segment two. And in that segment, Ed promised to give us some tidbits and some words of wisdom. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell, and as you know, for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health, and every day at Nutrition World, my staff and myself try to help people apply what truly works. So let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to your optimal health. The things I spoke about that you reminded me I need to make sure, because sometimes I'll say, hey, stay tuned, and I tend to overlook it, but I'm making better notes to not do that again. One of which is not on the papers that I can't find. Here we go. I got them. I got them, brother.
I was hoping. Oh, dadgummit.
I got three stacks going.
Yeah, okay.
All right. The inexpensive nutrient that has more and more credible research showing that it has what we call anti-aging effects. Now, that's a big word that can embrace a lot of different mechanisms, one of which is it kind of gets rid of older cells that should have died earlier. Senescent cells is what they're called. But there's many different avenues of what we call anti-aging. Mitochondrial dysfunction, to me, is the ultimate of all. I think that's the foundation, and everything else rises above that. But we talked about it, and we're going to probably talk about it later. NAD plus, and NAD plus, which is a type of molecule that if I don't really like taking it directly, because taking the precursor works far better, called NMN. But this is central to cellular energy and mitochondrial health. What is a mitochondria? That's what I'm going to be speaking on at the Walden Club, because that's the reason that we age and become very frail, and we need to preserve that. And when it gets dysfunctional by age, we become very dysfunctional and very frail. And what this does is help to maintain this, the resilience and the functionality of a mitochondrial, which is the energy production part of a cell. That's what that does. Well, Alzheimer's disease has been strongly associated with disrupted NAD molecules. And animal studies showing that if you restore NAD, it helps to manage and possibly, in some research, reverse some of the features of Alzheimer's. Nothing's going to completely eliminate it. You don't go back that far, but you can go back enough to make a difference. And, you know, if you have a loved one who's slipping down the dark, slippery slope of frailty, anything that can first stop it, anything secondly that can reverse, is a true blessing in your life. NAD functions as an upstream regulator of brain resilience, coordinating energy production, DNA repair, inflammation control, and processing, protein processing, reframing Alzheimer's as a energy failure system. So NMN is the precursor.
That's what I started taking a couple of days
ago,
based off what you said.
Oh, good.
So am I doing the right thing?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
And oral, the tablet, the pill.
Okay. I am getting a little bit of NAD in my IV ketamine, which we're going to talk about, but that's the only way I think it truly, truly works. And secondly, talked about, and I've been hearing the word, well, probably one of the first or second most common conversations of women at Nutrition World who have health disorders, it would be thyroid. We recommend a couple different practitioners in town. I love Optimize You. Laura does very well with thyroid management. And so there's several, if you ask me, I can refer you to them. But many, many people feel confident with something called desiccated thyroid. What is desiccated thyroid? It really and truly is one of the few natural prescription drugs that has been available since the 30s, I do believe. And they're known by two different names, Natroid and Armour Desiccated. I've taken Armour off and on for years and years. Many women rely on it because they feel more comfortable taking something more natural rather than a synthetic version of a T3. And it has all the constituents. It comes from pig. It comes all the constituents that your thyroid would make. But it says that announced that as April 1st, 2026, CVS, a pharmacy, will remove all desiccated thyroid extracts, including NP thyroid, from its standard list of covered drugs. and that it looks like it's going to go across the board, that it will no longer be available. Don't know what the secondary option will be. Just don't know.
Okay.
Now, eye pressure, intraocular pressure is the general, when you hear that word, you kind of think glaucoma because that is generally the problem at hand. Do you get your eye pressure checked much, Clint?
Huh. It's an odd question to ask. I don't think in my lifetime, I'm 58, over 50, you know, I've never been asked that question.
I bet you have not.
I've never been asked people who love you. Hey, how are you today? Pretty good. Have you ever had your eye pressure checked? No, I'm not. I did with Dr. White a couple weeks months ago because I was actually wearing a patch because I had a little bit. But that's the first time. So that's really, thank you for asking, Ed.
I care about
you. I didn't know you cared.
Yeah.
My eye pressure seems to be okay at the moment.
It's all we can ask for.
How about yours?
Terrible.
Well, would you like to talk about that?
Yep. And when I say terrible, it's an odd situation because as Dr. Troy says, he... Just because you have eye pressure doesn't mean it's destroying the integrity of the eye. You can have high eye pressure and have zero damage. That's me. I've had eye pressure since I have first got checked at 30 years old. Now, I used to wear a tie, and the tie, they really felt like was elevating my eye pressure, and that was when I was 30. I'd always wear a white shirt and a tie to work.
Yeah, I did that
and
for years.
I always remember I didn't know any better. It was a short sleeve shirt with a tie. Well, one day on Jed Mescon, he said, Homer Simpson.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. So I worked with a guy that wore the short sleeve shirt with a clip on tie. He was target rich environment. Oh, I had so much fun with that.
Well, I got to thank Jed because my wardrobe changed at that moment. He gave me good advice.
Yes, that's great advice.
I mean, my daughter wasn't even born, so that was way past 34 years ago. Yeah. But here's the study. Researchers followed 144 adults with various types of glaucoma and measured their intraocular pressure every 2 hours over a 24-hour period while sitting, lying flat, and lying down with two pillows. And that's elevating the head about 20 to 35 degrees. And it evaluated the intraocular pressure. Well, a stacked pillows significantly increased eye pressure. When participants slept with two pillows, it rose from a 16 to almost an 18. That's pretty significant.
So the head elevated?
Head up. And the reason is because the neck, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not reading it, the neck being almost in a crunched position was just like you would take a straw and you kind of bend it. Of course, you're not going to be able to.
It kinks it up. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Huh. It does. So how interesting. I find that very, very interesting that these little things can make big differences in the long run.
So do you wear the
eye patch?
To cover your eyes at night when you sleep.
Always.
Yeah, and you got your mouth tape on?
Mouth tape all the way across my mouth now.
Yeah.
And I have a toboggan that blocks EMS.
I'm telling you, if we don't get a picture of that, Cody.
I've got to.
If we do not get Ed Jones slumber, then we're missing a great opportunity.
I've got to get Cody to spend the night at my house, and he can just get up and follow Ed during the early morning routine. But I don't know
many
people.
That's the creepiest invite for a sleepover I've ever heard. So that's not going to happen. What I'd rather do is him just bring it into the studio like a professional marketer and bring it in and recreate the scene in maybe the marketing studio, Cody.
We'll be ships passing.
Cody's freaking out over here. Like my boss is asking, I got it. I need the job. Sure,
I know. Yeah, I know Cody enough to know that he sends emails out at 12 and 1 at night. He ain't about to get up at 2:38.
He's just going to bed then.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's been in bed an hour or two.
Yeah.
Last piece of information: apple cider vinegar has always been traditionally certainly a health food item. Here's exactly how to take it for a couple reasons. For weight loss, you would do 1/2 to 1 tablespoon diluted in 8 ounces of water, and you take it after breakfast and after dinner. Why does it work for weight loss? Because it balances blood sugar. That's the reason that it does it. And here is the point that I had forgotten. You know, I know so much that I do forget a few things, even with the right neuroplasticity.
Okay.
Comment? Okay. Yeah,
no,
I was
I have
waiting.
No comment.
Yeah, I left an opening there.
Yeah.
You know, when you grill anything on a grill,
okay,
you're producing something called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. They're pronounced PAHs. Those are I've read some comparisons. If you really grill out, it's equal to about two packs of cigarettes to three.
I have heard this.
One single hamburger.
Yep.
Because of those compounds that form based on the fat in the meat and the smoke that comes up. Yes. Well, you can reduce that significantly. This is a really great study from Brazil, uh-huh. where they a little less than a half a teaspoon of vinegar was put on pork loins, and they tested them with and without. It lowered PAHs by 82% by simply putting apple cider vinegar on.
Is that the same test that said it tasted like garbage, though?
No, it didn't have anything to do with taste.
Okay, I didn't know. It's like,
but I am
you'll live longer, but your hamburgers are going to taste like vinegar.
And I hate vinegar taste.
I know. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. I will say that
a pack of cigarettes
pulling it out of my memory banks, rosemary oil will do the same thing. Of course, it's going to taste like rosemary oil. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would try that vinegar. I would think it would cook off.
I wonder if it would cook off. That's what I was going to say. Cook off and kill the bad stuff as it's doing it. So I will try that. When we come back, we're having a great guest in the studio where Ed and him are going to just talk about all the experiences that Ed has had at his place. And that'll be on Vital Health Radio when we come back. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, co-host, and at Nutrition World, you know we serve hundreds of people every day, actually about 400 on average, and we try to do it through cutting through the confusion and focusing on proven health strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're again deep diving into what really moves your needle and mine. Well, I'm going to talk about something today that is near and dear to my heart, something that I certainly have dived into, I guess we could use that word, many years ago, that I feel is extremely important to spread the word. And that is, may sound odd to people who don't know anything about it, but IV ketamine therapy. And we're going to have, we have Charles from Scenic City Neurotherapy. Welcome, Charles.
I'm glad to be here.
Why would you want to know anything about this? And I'm going to answer the question. Because
hey, Ed, why would people want to know anything about this?
You are so smart. Yeah, I just thought PhD of Waffle House is kicking his neurons in. Because if people have a really, really drug-resistant or long-term depression or anxiety or PTSD or some neurological pains, those would be reasons to listen to this podcast with Charles. He's an amazing person who all people who start businesses, I think, are very brave because it's very difficult. And kind of like my marriage was very difficult and I just gave up, but I am good at my business. So in this case, we are going to talk about why would anyone want to consider something that I have done now, I think 7 years.
It's been a while, yeah. I'd have to go back and look at your records.
Yeah, and it has been almost life-changing and certainly supportive of aging to a level or keeping my cognitive ability. That's why I'm doing it now, is for the cognitive ability. But let's start this conversation, Charles, with the person who knows everything about this therapy, which is you. Mm-hmm. And all I know is my personal experience. So let's start with what is ketamine?
Ketamine is a pediatric anesthetic. We've had it for decades. We've used it in anesthesia. Mm-hmm. So it is a dissociative anesthetic that we use as an adjunct in surgery, meaning that it's usually not the one that we put people all the way to sleep with. It's usually something we use to deepen the anesthesia without over-sedating the patient. So what makes ketamine unique is that, like with propofol, which is this wonderful anesthetic that puts people to sleep in seconds, you can put the patient all the way down, but it suppresses, you know, all the vital functions, heart rate, blood pressure, respiratory rate. Ketamine can deepen the anesthetic effect without suppressing those vital functions, because it creates a dissociative rather than overly sedating anesthesia.
What does dissociative really mean? I certainly know because I've experienced it.
Yeah, it's like disconnected, like that frontal lobe's mm-hmm. ability to communicate with the rest of the brain. Usually when we shut the whole brain down with an anesthetic, the brain turns off and you're unconscious. Mm-hmm. Well, with ketamine, even at higher doses, we're not putting the brain all the way to sleep. Your consciousness kind of stays awake, but it disconnects from your ability to control your body mm-hmm. or to even feel your body correctly. And so that's part of the effect.
That may sound spooky to some people, and maybe on the first time, certainly was, you know, it was a wow moment of I've not ever felt this before, but I find it extremely, it helps me to help myself with kind of the journey as I age of going inside and trying to be more of a witness to my thoughts and spirit and be kind of disconnected as the witness rather than a being. I know those are all big words. And I like working on being in the present moment as I age. I'm a huge fan of Ram Dass, who wrote a book called Be Here Now. I've always followed that for about 40 or 50 years, and it helps me on that. But it also has seemingly very well supported my sense of well-being mm-hmm. Emotionally. I'm not saying I've ever been long-term chronically depressed, but we all have been in those ditches of time, and I really don't have those. I function in a very joyful manner almost all the time, and mm-hmm. you know, I get exhausted and frustrated, but it has supported me extremely well.
Can I jump in? I just want to ask you a quick question before we keep going in the road of what it does and why people should do it, and I'm curious what got you into this line of treatment.
So ketamine improves over the long term. You know, when we're utilizing it, the way we give it improves the brain's ability to communicate with itself and the body. Mm-hmm. So my initial interest was from the anesthesia side of things, looking at better ways to treat pain and without, you know, having to use an opioid. You know, opioids seem to be kind of our go-to for chronic pain issues, but there are certain chronic pain issues that opioids can actually make worse, like mm-hmm. complex regional pain syndrome. Mm-hmm. People who struggle with fibromyalgia don't get a ton of relief from opioids. It's because the problem begins with the brain trying to communicate with a part of the body. So just the same way we treat mental health and improve the way the brain talks to itself, we improve the way the brain sends signals to every part of you. you know, to your hand or to your foot or to your back. Mm-hmm. And so from being able to utilize ketamine to reset the nervous system in chronic pain conditions was my initial interest, but how it works with all areas of the brain is how we use it now. It's not what I intended to get into when we first opened up in, you know, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm.
7 years ago you opened. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I came to you probably about it, maybe within the year of you opening.
It was pretty early on.
And I did that because I had significant pain in my hips, which of course eventually needed double hip replacement. And I found it very interesting when Dr. Higgins had overheard me say something about that I had visited you. Mm-hmm. And when I was lying there getting ready to get the epidural, I came in and said, I heard you say the word ketamine. Would you like ketamine instead of the other anesthetic? And I said, heck yeah. So it hit hard now because it seemed it like does. They pushed a big dose in there for me. Yeah. I don't know. But and again, I know you'll talk about this, but the ultimate reason right now I'm doing it is for neuroplasticity. So mm-hmm. Maybe let's talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, plasticity is the brain's adaptability. Your brain, so think of it like this, you know, we are dependent on the roads in our brain, the pathways between our brain cells mm-hmm. to send signals that do everything that is us. So the way we process the world around us, the way we feel about the world around us is almost an automatic reflexive response. And so we trust that our brain's going to react appropriately to stimulus as we see it. Conscious logical us, that piece of our frontal lobe that sees the world and takes everything in and processes it, sends signals that cause us to react to the world. That's why, you know, if somebody's standing outside the door and you know they're there and they're going to jump out and scare you, even though you know they're going to be there, it's hard to suppress that initial anticipation as you walk closer and closer to that door. It's your body reacting in a way that is hardwired to respond. And so plasticity is the brain's ability to adapt to new scenarios. So like in mental health, where we see the benefit of plasticity is the brain can adapt to feel right now correctly, because a lot of what people struggle with chronic depression or anxiety or PTSD is the brain hardwired a long time ago based on what happened then. And it was the right feeling for then, mm-hmm. but it became what we call a maladaptive synapse. It means it locked in. It doesn't
stuck.
Update.
Yeah, we get
stuck. To now,
yeah.
Even though now, it's like if up to age 12, every time you turn your head to the left, somebody smacks you, you're gonna stop turning your head to the left. But if you move out of that scenario and now you're in a situation, you can turn your head anywhere you want, but you still will tend to the right, because every time I used to turn to the left, mm-hmm. I'd get smacked. And if you try to turn your head to the left, you're going to feel that anticipation, even though you know logically no one's going to smack you.
So it's kind of like PTSD even on that level?
Even on that level.
Okay. And so this ketamine doing, and I know maybe you'll mention it, you recommend 6 sessions. Mm-hmm. I do certainly feel from my experience that's extremely important. You can't just do 1 session and expect this.
Yeah.
And neuroplasticity also has to do with the process of cognitive abilities somewhat,
yeah.
doesn't it? Like memory.
Yeah. Let's take your scenario. Like you mentioned specifically doing it for that brain health component. Mm-hmm. It, you know, dendritic plasticity is keeping everything communicating and talking. Keeping options, and like giving, it gives your brain options of different directions to go. Meaning that like we don't get locked in these pathways. You watch people as they get older, they become more rigid. That's because of dendritic loss.
Oh, is it? I love that, because becoming rigid is disaster as we age.
Yes.
In every area, whether it be your feelings, your emotions, the foods you choose, I don't care. Rigidity, we need to be bending in the wind like the willow tree does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ketamine does that for me. Just so that we make sure we cover everything, got to talk about the bigger picture probably, which is long-term depression and mm-hmm. anxiety. I know that many of our clients at Nutrition World, I don't talk to them a lot because, you know, that's a special conversation that I just don't throw out there because that's a very tender conversation. Mm-hmm. But I have many people who have seen our previous podcast on YouTube, mm-hmm. and they will come in to ask me questions. And I've had many who have come to you and have felt it was life-changing as far as their 10-year depression or 15 years anxiety. So tell me and everyone listening about that.
So I think we have to talk about how things have been managed so far. It's like every medication we use to treat depression or anxiety is so heavily focused on suppressing a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we can suppress the symptom some of the time, with some of the people. And that's why, you know, antidepressant success rates statistically aren't great. You know, when we're looking at like actually a set goal of a 50% reduction in symptoms, which is what we try to see. But with what we see with, you know, it's what we're doing with ketamine infusion does nothing with the symptom. Like, we're not treating depression. We're not treating anxiety. Mm-hmm. We're optimizing the mechanism that allows us to think and feel. So it enhances our ability to feel right now correctly. That means if something sucks, we get to feel it suck the right amount, you know, and there we get to feel a gauged response to things instead of this all or nothing response. So nothing being more depressive and then all is more anxious, you know. So thinking of it like crossing the street, anxiety is actually a really good thing. It's what makes us look left and right. But when we go to cross the street, if we feel nothing, you know, we'll wander into traffic. We won't check to make sure we're safe. And that's not good. But we also don't want to feel a level 10 level of anxiety, which will prevent us from crossing the street.
So it gives you perspective. Changes it up.
It does. But it's far more mechanical than even just perspective. Perspective is the result. Mm-hmm. But like that's the piece that people feel. Mm-hmm. But what it is we're like upgrading the processor in a computer. The same programs that ran yesterday run today. They just run smoother, faster, with fewer errors.
I like that. Yes, and I use the word antidepressants tend to blunt people's emotions. And there's a time and place for that if you've had a horrible disaster and you barely can keep your head above water and. But realizing that this should be short term. And I know that rewiring the brain or resetting a new pattern that could be done with a healthy type of treatment. So because ketamine has very few side effects, doesn't it?
And it does because it's only in your body for a couple of hours. You know, the problem that with medications that have all of these awful side effects is because you take this pill and it stays in your body all day long, and then you take another one tomorrow and it stays in your, so all the time this drug is just going round and round in your body. It has time to create problems. Ketamine, if it's in your body all the time, if you take it every single day, that's not great. That actually will create other health problems. It's not made for that. But when it goes in intravenously, the way we give it, it goes in, catalyzes the brain to react, release a protein. That protein's the part that builds up pathways. And then you've brought up the experience side of it, you know, the benefits that come with what we call the psycholytic effect, the breaking of patterns. That is, you know, that is something that if we didn't have the plasticity, would just immediately revert.
I've heard Ed talk about this before and walked us through just, you know, I spent a lot of time on it. Again, how long is the session? What is the procedure? And is music important on this? Did I get that? Because I've been waiting to ask that question because he came in one day and I think there was a music thing. He's like, I got to have my music.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
I crashed.
Yeah. So can you just spend a little time on the process itself so people can get a good feel for it?
Absolutely. So like when somebody comes in the door, they go to a private room. They sit back in a big comfy recliner. We put on monitors, monitor their heart rate, blood pressure, respiratory rate, oxygen continuously, like we always should with every anesthetic administration. And then we start an IV, we start the infusion, and we give you headphones playing some very relaxing music. It's called binaural beats. It's this very specific type of music that's designed to understimulate the brain. Now, people make a lot of claims with binaural beats. You know, like this one is for relaxation. This one will help with this or this helps with it. It's music, so it's subjective. It's like that person can go to sleep listening to, you know, death metal or they go to sleep trying to listen to classical music, but it's overstimulating. It's like that's patient dependent. But the neat thing is that the way binaural beats is structured, it's a constantly moving pattern. So the music feels like it's moving around you, the source of it, which keeps your background of your brain kind of guessing on where the music's going. It changes patterns with each repetition. So sometimes the music at the end will go up, sometimes it'll go down, sometimes it goes sharp, it goes flat. You know, because it's always changing, your brain doesn't automatically recognize a pattern and move on.
Right.
And so what the patient feels is it kind of quiets all that background noise in their brain and they're just able to kind of be more present and feel, and it keeps them more comfortable and in that moment, which is the key to going through a ketamine infusion proper, you know, comfortably.
You know, you speak about how fast it removes itself from the body. I love that because, as you know, my schedule, I've been doing this for again at least 6 years. I will get there on a Thursday at 9 a.m. and I am back at work at 11:30. Is that what I really want? No, I would prefer to go home and spend the afternoon relaxing more, but that's just not how my life is wired. I do have someone who drops me off and picks me up. Mm-hmm. Certainly never drive a car, so I don't get back in a car till 4 o'clock or five when I leave the store. And also want to give you a lot of kudos because, and I talk about a nutrient called NAD mm-hmm. a lot, and you add that to the IV.
Yeah, we figured that out early on that, you know, it's, we lean away from being just an infusion center. You know, we're not doing vitamins. We're not doing all those pieces. There's places to go for that. We're very much focused on the medical piece that's necessary for us. But we did find that patients that when we utilized NAD in their infusions, they did better. They did better longer. And we were also able, the recovery, just the bounce back afterwards was smoother. They felt better. They got kind of like an energy boost overall, which just promotes better.
And we sell a tremendous amount of NAD. But also I prefer the precursor, which is NMN, as far as an oral. But when you stick straight NAD in the IV, it works marvelous.
Yeah, you bypass that.
You bypass it. Yeah, and piece. I'm not really confident of the ones that are sold that are oral pills. But I know the precursor is extremely great for anti-aging supplement.
Well, one of the questions I was going to ask is, because you've alluded to it can be used for a number of maybe reasons. People can come to you for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I heard Ed talk about that. Kind of you paint that picture, because I'm curious if I'm experiencing insert thing here. Like I've asked Ed this before. Are there certain people who aren't good prospects for this?
Yeah.
I think that's a good question to ask. Mm-hmm,
I had a patient earlier today that just wasn't a great fit. Uh-huh. And it's not that anything's wrong with them. It's their place in life. Like, so I tell people it's all about goal-driven care. It's like, what do you want out of this? It's like, so you mentioned specifically with antidepressants. I think people get frustrated with their medications because I think the goal of the patient and the goal of the medication are not the same. Like the med can do what it does, but it only does what it does. Whereas with, you know, if the patient wants to feel good, well, that's probably not going to happen, but you'll feel less bad by feeling less everything, which is good at the, you know, for the short term. But that's why long term, they're like, oh, my meds quit working. Well, they didn't quit increasing serotonin or norepinephrine or dopamine. The goals of the patient change. They're no longer in crisis, so they want to feel. Mm-hmm. And the absence of feeling is now a problem. Mm-hmm. So like with us, it's goal-driven care. It's like, so what we use it for, you know, has to match what the patient, like we're going to enhance the patient's ability to feel correctly. If their world's blowing up around them, like I had the gentleman that I spoke with earlier, you know, he was, you know, his marriage had just fallen apart. He just moved here from Arizona. He's sleeping on his brother's couch. He's struggling with so many things, and maybe feeling less of that would be better. Not feeling that correctly. Like, now's not the time to start, you know, rebuild. Like rebuilding comes after.
Let's do some other stuff first.
Let's support right now.
Yeah.
Like stabilization's the goal, not building. And what we're doing is building.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's the long-term goal of certainly my whole passion of life.
Yeah.
For people to learn more about this, what would be the website or phone number that they could call?
At sceniccityneuro.com. You go on there. There's tons of resources and a lot of literature, not just from us, but from multiple institutes like Yale, Johns Hopkins, Stanford. Yes.
It's significant, the studies that have been done on this. Now, of course, you know, to end this, you know, there are great people who do abuse all drugs, and they certainly, you know, could not in your clinic, but, you know, people talk. When you see the negative stuff on the media, is people who are certainly not coming to individuals like yourself. No, they are doing really bad things for themselves. That has no relationship to what you are doing at this professional medical clinic. You've been a wonder for my life, I can tell you that. And during the 3 years that I had extreme pain in my hips, the last year I was, you know, on a cane totally. And then at night I'd be on a walker, and it was such a relief. Did it last a week? No. But I can tell you, when you have chronic pain at a 9.2 level all day and all night, you will take 36 hours of a level of 4 pain. It is a miracle. Mm-hmm. It really helped reset my brain and helped me to not be so down and depressed just because I had a break from that pain. Because that, what do you call it, hybrid?
Hybrid.
Yeah, that's where you add lidocaine and
magnesium. Yeah, steroid.
And magnesium. Yes. All right. Well, wonderful, wonderful. And we got to make this happen about once a year for updates. Yeah. This is too valuable for Chattanooga to not know about and to be recommending to those people who they love and maybe themselves. Thank you, Charles.
Hey, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad
to be here. And thank you for listening. But we're going to be right back with more information to Vital Health Radio, and you're listening to it. And it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. Back here with Ed Jones and Clint Powell. Oh, I'm Ed Jones. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not a guest.
No, it's okay. I'm Clint Powell. I'll be the guest.
There you go.
Whatever saves the segment, sir. I'll be whatever.
You are such an angel.
Yeah.
My little angel.
Nah.
Hey, I talked about hydrogen water. Couple shows again. Here it is bubbling, making me my hydrogen water. I looked again at studies today. There's 64 double-blind placebo-controlled studies, that are in the published medical literature. There's 2,000, I won't say studies, but references to the benefit of this in PubMed and other published studies. What does it do? I'm convinced that it is making me feel better. I was skeptical for the past 3 years, from the Gary Breckas to the people who kept saying it. We do sell tablets. You put in water, two tablets.
But does it make you feel better the day of, or does it take a while to start working?
There's two things. It made me feel better the first week, but then it wore off. And now that I'm on about 6 weeks of it, there's something's making me feel better.
I wonder if I tell me tomorrow.
Hey, I could give you. I will give you this for tomorrow.
I'm just thinking about it.
You got to drink it within 2 minutes of opening this, because it makes 10 minutes to make it.
And then
it pops. I love it. Yeah. And I'm going to give it to you. You'll be the guinea pig.
Yeah.
But the research is in that it's the selective antioxidant, so it goes in and reduces a lot of the damage of aging. So we can say that. And I posted on Facebook, I did this to remind myself, on Vital Health Radio Facebook, I posted all the information on people who want to read the details of what I'm speaking on hydrogen water. And that's expensive. We sell those. The tablets are not expensive. They don't taste as good, for sure. And 1 in 6 UK residents has inadequate vitamin D levels, which increases the risk of respiratory tract infections. Research showed that people with severely low vitamin D were 33% higher risk of being hospitalized for respiratory infections. I think you've done extremely well being a supplement guy these days, because you do a complete program from A to Z. And I kind of like, you and I have both been about sick about the same amount of time, which was pretty amazing, because so many people are far worse.
I live by your thing, and I know there's a product you want to talk about before we leave, but I live by the thing that it doesn't prevent. It just helps me hopefully manage
and get over it quicker.
Yeah, or maybe if I'm starting, it fights it off a little better. Again, there's no guarantees in this life, so
All I live for is to put the odds in my court. Just put the odds. That's it. Now, you and I both, I think you have faith in it as I do, which is the iodine spray. I'm doing that 3 times a day now.
I do too.
And
I'll use it a lot tomorrow. I'll use it 4 times
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, you will. I hope you do. I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
A little bit before 12. Neuroplasticity. We talked about it already. I had to bring this, and I did not know we were really going to speak about it this much. This is the product that I did an interview with the formulator, and it's a liquid, doesn't taste great, but it has the ability to produce the brain-derived neurotropic factor that helps cognitive ability as we age. I have a lot of faith in this product, so keep that in mind if you're looking for something for the cognitive function. And really quickly, I'll do a... my daily stoic, which I enjoy.
Yeah, you got all kinds of time.
Change is hard. That's why we avoid it. It's easier when things stay the same, when we have familiar ways and routines. Oh, I'm a routine person. Our morning coffee, our job, the way we learned it, where no news is good news. Change, on the other hand, requires adjustment. It requires acceptance. It requires us to change. So naturally, we try to avoid it. We even fear it. But as Marcus Aurelius points out, to those of us who are frightened by change, nothing could exist without it. You know what else change is? It's growth, or at least it's the opportunity for it. Without change, we stagnate. Our minds grow complacent, ignorant to new ideas. Our bodies grow weak from disuse, and we remain stuck. We, as part of the world, part of nature, part of the logos, need to change to maintain our well-being. With a new cycle of spring and regrowth and renewal finally upon us, it's time to change. It's time to listen to the rhythm of the seasons and to begin afresh, to grow back stronger than ever. I love the term velvet rut. Many people get and start falling into what we call the velvet rut. And it's just where not a whole lot of challenge. You run from it, you hide from it, you don't want it. And at first it feels comfortable. It feels like, oh, I'm retired. I can sit and just kind of be lazy and read books and do nothing else. And it destroys, I think, the spirit and the physical stature of our bodies to do that. What's your feelings, Clint?
Well, I think, you know, if something sits still long enough, it doesn't look like it changes, but it changes.
It's like mold.
Let cheese sit there long enough, it doesn't go anywhere, but it changes. It's not the same thing 6 months from now than it was when you put it wherever you laid it down at. Same with our bodies, same with our minds. Just because it's, air quote, not changing, that we can see or not in control of, doesn't mean it's not happening. Change is the only thing that is consistent.
Impermanence is universal.
It is 100%. The only consistent thing is the inconsistencies of life, and that's just the way it goes. And so you can either say, hey, I can control these seven things, those three or four I can't, move on, or live with just being at the whim of life.
Ooh. And I know, being at airports for many years, the airplanes that fall apart are the ones who don't get flown. And they actually crumble on, I only see the ones that are sitting outside, but even the ones outside, if this flown regularly, they're there year after year after year. And I see some of these, it's like the graveyard at Collegedale Airport.
There's when you use it, you got to maintain it.
You got to maintain it, but also just the use of a plane, it just freezes up if it just sits there. It's in the velvet rut. So. Yep.
This has been a great show, Ed. I loved having the guests, loved the conversations. We hope you enjoyed it too. Hopefully you will join us back next week. And real quick, this comes out on podcast every Tuesday. You can find it at Vital Health Radio Download. This program is brought to you by Nutrition World, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.